Okay, we've got a motion on the floor. Councilman Harland, come out of executive, seconded.
Aye.
Aye.
Councilman Crump, call for the question.
Councilman Crump?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Fitzwater?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
May I make a motion on the subject matter that we discussed about the pay increase? It's right here, I can make it the resolution, okay. That Lacey Reynolds be afforded an increase retroactive back to November 2015 in her salary to the next step increase. And that the chairman of the Osage Minerals Council is hereby authorized to sign this resolution and all supporting documents.
I second.
We have a motion on the floor by Councilman Irwin, seconded by Councilman Boone. On your increase, question?
No, some discussion.
Oh, discussion, excuse me.
I wanted to point out for the people listening that she's worked for us for almost 2 years come this next November, and that through our fault, she was not evaluated in November of 2015. So she did not receive an increase. So we're giving her the increase that we feel she probably should have got back then, and that's because of a retroactive event to November 24th of 15. So, one step increase.
Councilman Crump? Councilman Irwin?
Well, I'll just wait and ask Everett, because the step increase, I don't know what that means. But that's okay. He talked about it the other day, I just don't recall what he said.
Well, we were going to add a third part here, and in that, we would make it retroactive to November.
Okay, all right.
Councilman Crump?
I'm going to say what was said the other day, but I can't tell you the... I'm going to say what I think I heard as being the 3% step, but it's whatever the nation has in for steps.
Yeah.
We're going to use that percentage.
Okay, that's right. That's what I thought.
I hate to say it was 3, because I'll obviously be wrong.
We just went by the nation.
We're going by whatever the nation's step is.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear, okay.
It should have been in the resolution, actually.
Do you want me to put it in there?
I don't know that it would come out.
I don't think you need to, because in the third part, we've got retroactive to November 15.
Okay, thank you.
No more discussion, call for the question.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Fitzwater?
Yes.
Councilman Crump?
Yes.
You're doing a good job, Lacey. Thank you.
Yes.
Joe?
Yes, sir.
Where are we going to do something blue also?
What's that?
Blue. Where are we going to do something for this position?
We have to re-advertise it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
One other item.
Yes, sir.
It was brought to my attention that the vote on the PL account was a 3-3 tie.
Yes.
So that was, and I understand that we have no vote. Is that correct?
Yes.
So that was a no vote to table. So actually, we still need to vote on that.
Okay.
Right. Okay. All it was a table.
Yeah. I said, I'll come in late and I had other things going on in the head and I can catch up.
Okay.
So the PL account is still up to be voted on.
Okay.
Motion to table is failed. Okay.
All right.
So,
Councilman Irwin.
I make a motion to move the PL account to be paid out to the shareholders, account. It actually reads as proceeds of labor PL 7386706 account and for the funds to be dispersed to the head right corporation. That's my motion.
All right.
Second.
Second by Councilman Redcorn. Got a motion on the floor by Councilman Yeager, seconded by Councilman Redcorn for the PL account. We'll call for the question.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Yeager?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
I thought we were going to wait until we got a legal opinion from our attorney, so without having that additional information, I don't think I can make a really good vote on this, so I'm going to vote no.
Councilman Tishelwein?
Yes.
Councilman Kern?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berman?
Until I get the legal opinion from the solicitor from DC, which I have requested, I want to see his rationale on that. I'll be voting no.
Okay, now we're into old business. Item A, IHS OEP project permit. We're going to table that till next month. That's something that Chairman Waller's working on.
No.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion that we go ahead and we pass or give Mr. Waller permission to write a letter that they go ahead and do what they're going to do. I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but for them to go ahead and do the sanitation facilities construction in Hominy, it's a water line extension. I think that we need to go ahead and do a letter of support for them. Do you think that will cover it, Everett?
Councilman Crowe?
I second that.
Or Everett, I mean.
Okay.
And I'd like a little discussion.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. What we're doing here is similar to what we've done in the past when people have come to us with projects where they have to move dirt. It doesn't meet our criteria to where we would charge royalty for it, not 5,000 cubic yards, not removing royalty type material, but they're just trenching in and doing some work there. So this is pretty standard for us. And there's Osage families down there that don't have any water. So I don't want us to table this to go later. So that's okay. The reason I'm in favor of it.
Okay.
Yes.
Councilman Tishelwein?
Yes.
Councilman Crown?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Councilman Irwin?
I believe we have a letter in there. It's to AmSure. I'd like to make a resolution that we send this letter to AmSure.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Councilman Irwin on the AmSure letter, seconded by Councilman Boone. Councilman Yeager, you got a question?
Could we have someone read it into the minutes so that the
audience... Would you like to read it?
I would like this here written into the minutes.
Okay.
You made
would you like to do this?
No, go ahead, you made the motion.
Okay. This is a letter to Mr. Jeff Naves, AmSure U.S. Wind, LLC, 802 North Kenarachucha, whatever, Suite 1250, Corpus Christi, Texas, 7840. I am writing to you on behalf of the Osage Minerals Council and in response to your letter received by our office on June 28, 2016. We do recall your letter of November the 3rd, 2014, and we responded to that letter on January the 7th, 2015. The Osage Minerals Council is elected. Governing body of the Osage Minerals Estate represents the royalty owners of the Osage Minerals Estate and has powers and authority which were previously vested in the Osage Tribal Council in accordance with the Act of June 28, 1906, 38 stacks, 539 as amended. The Osage Minerals Council is held in trust by the United States on behalf of the Osage Tribe. Mining, excavation, or other work involving the Osage Minerals Estate requires compliance with federal law and regulations, including regulations found at 25 CFR Part 214, our letter of January the 7th, 2015, made several requests. One, a request for specific information related to the wind turbine construction and development plans. Two, a request that AmSure begin the process of obtaining the necessary tribal and federal approvals required under 25 CFR Statute 211 and 214. And three, a request for a meeting between OMC and AmSure. The OMC never received a response from AmSure, nor has the OMC received any of the specifically requested information. A copy of our letter, January 7th, 2015, is attached to this letter. The OMC still requests a meeting with you if AmSure is moving forward with this proposed project. However, in order to make such a meeting productive, we again request that you provide us with the following information in advance of the meeting. One, AmSure's status of obtaining a federal permit as required by 25 CFR 214. Two, the number of turbines proposed. Three, dimensions of the foundations, height, width, depth to be excavated for the construction of each turbine, and B, the construction of any project futures, including the, but not limited to roads, transmission lines, power poles, towers, buildings, meteorological towers, collectively, and ancillary project features. Amount, inches, and cubic feet of solid materials that will be excavated for the construction of each timber, and B, ancillary project features. Methods of excavating solid materials. Manner in which turbines will be secured, affixed in the subsurface. Location, placement of solid materials following excavation of turbines and ancillary project features, and on-site or off-site treatment of excavated solid materials, crushing of solid materials. We look forward to your prompt response. Sincerely.
Very good.
Any questions, Councilman?
Okay.
Call for the vote.
Councilman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Good. Kind of got to wonder out loud here. Should we have included anything regarding our oil production? Like, you know, any input from our lessees? Like, yeah, when these things go up, how are they going to get a full unit out around them? That kind of stuff.
I don't know. I think that's maybe if we have a discussion with them, mm-hmm. or can set up a meeting.
Okay.
If they send us what they're going to do with the project, maybe where the wind turbines are going to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We need information from them.
Do you think, lessee-wise, do you think maybe a representative from the OPA or something should be there?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to ask Mr. Waller.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. Now we got C, resolution for letter to BIA regarding trust assets. Discussion.
No.
Councilman Irwin.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept and pass this resolution on the authorizing Mr. Chairman to send a letter through the, which requests the Bureau of Indian Affairs legal reason for why the Bureau of Indian Affairs authorized the conveyance of Osage Minerals Estate, Osage Tribe Trust Properties, and Osage Head Rights to the Osage Nation. That's what this resolution is for. It's to actually submit a letter to them requesting them. We've been trying to get a list of our assets. And as time goes on, I keep finding more and more assets that we didn't know we had. Galen Clued being on a big one. You did, anyway, but we need to find out what our assets are. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're trying to find out our assets.
I'll second.
Now we can discuss it. Councilman Irwin, seconded by Councilman Boone. Discussion. Councilman Crum.
To say we're trying to find out assets is, I think disingenuous at best. We know what the trust assets are. What we're trying to establish is who owns those trust assets. We're asking the BIA, assuming that a transfer of assets was made from one group to another when the 2006 Constitution was put into place. This is a question that's been raised in other lawsuits at other times. It's the exact same question it goes back to. And that's whether the 2006 Constitution was correctly brought into effect and according to what it says within it. And if you look at the whereases down here, and I think we should read the whole thing before we get done, but I'm going to just, at the moment, just look at the other one. The Osage Mineral Estate and other tribe trust properties, including Osage tribal government buildings and head rights of the Osage tribe, have been conveyed to the Osage Nation and recognized by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And, of course, it goes down and therefore be resolved that we don't think that happened. So that statement right there says what we're claiming happened when we write this letter. And that's that this building, the villages, the head rights, everything that has to do with trust assets still belong to another tribe of Indians other than the Osage Nation. We're saying there's two tribes. Osage tribe, which we're, by our definition, is head by Osage, or the rest of the Osage people. So, I don't know, I was born Osage. I don't know about the rest of you. I didn't become Osage tribal member when my dad died. Hmm. And I'm pretty sure that my great-grandfather and my grandmother, who were born Osage, got their head rights because they were already Osage. They got their allotment and they got their head right because they were already Osage. The 1906 Act did not make them Osage. The 1906 Act just laid out a role that were Osages at the time and that the descendants of those people would be Osages from now on. The Osage Nation has adopted that same role to be, so that the continuation of the thing went on. What I believe, my grandmother, my great-grandfather, who the original Latis directly passing down to me, received was the right, in terms of the head right, was the right to income generated by the community held assets. What I'm trying to say is mineral income from those assets. That's what they inherited. That's what they could pass on to me. Another thing that they inherited that I've taken very seriously is their vote. They got to vote on it, and so they inherited the responsibility of seeing that those assets were properly managed, properly done, and properly kept for those Osage people for now in perpetuity during the 1906 Act. It was just for 24 years, but since then different actions have made it now towards in perpetuity. So the BIA has already answered the questions within other lawsuits about why they did it, why they said that there was no change of ownership. It was the same people, it just passed on, and they've already answered those questions. So any further attempt to do that would be just wasting money if all you're doing is asking for them to tell you that why they did it. Now, I don't for a second believe that that's all we're asking. we're doing the setup for them, we're going to sue somebody, probably the BIA, saying they shouldn't have done that. Which brings us into a different deal, like say, Yuck lawsuit or others, interveners within the trust case, in which the federal judge ruled that there was no conveyance of property. It was merely the same, the same group establishing that they still owned it and went on forward with it. If what you want to do is fight for control of the mineral estate, and who should have the autonomy in running it, and that sort of thing, I think it should be the Osage Minerals Council, which is elected by the head right holders, the Osage head right holders. But as far as trying to say that the head right holders are the only owners of the mineral estate, I think that's wrong. It goes against what they did in 1906. They fought against allotment of the whole thing. They had to allot the land. We ended up having to make that compromise. But those people said no. And prior to that, all of it that we ever owned, whether it was from Kansas City to Baton Rouge at first contact, or what we got shrunk down to here in the Osage Nation, Osage Reservation, was all owned by all Osages. There wasn't any individual ownership by any member of the Osage people. It was all a communal ownership. They owned it all together. And the thought that they would fight allotment of the mineral estate does not follow with me that when they allotted it, then they give ownership to those people as individuals. They didn't. I don't believe my grandfather, great-grandfather, my grandmother received ownership on an individual basis of the minerals under the ground. They had it as a group that was on that thicker snapshot of history. Those 2,229 represented the Osage people. I venture to say a month later there was people who didn't have a head right that were just as much Osage, way more Osage than me probably. They had the culture, they had everything. So those people were Osage that didn't have a head right. And nobody would have, I doubt you have ever gotten my great-grandfather to say that one of his children was not just as much Osage as the older ones. He wouldn't have done that. And we have a statue up here commemorating the one of the leaders at the time who fought for that asset, that wonderful gift that was given to us to remain communally owned by the Osage people. And I think that the Constitution improperly delegated who had authority. It didn't give the proper protections that was promised to the head right holders in terms of electing the people who can run it. Actually, I fought for the constitutional amendments that would have actually done some of the things we say we want to do, but those failed, partially because some of the people in this room fought hard against it. Some people in this state fought hard against it. So I think you've heard more than what you want to hear from me. I'm voting against it.
Councilman Irwin.
Okay. Well, let me start out by saying that H.R. 2912, they recognize that there's a legal membership and then there's a membership for all other purposes. That legal membership, they can't do away with because we bought and paid for the land, the 2,229, and at no time has Congress ever passed any laws or mandates that actually absolved the Osage tribe. I'm wanting to find out, because it is such a mess. You just got finished describing how big of a mess it is. And we, the annuitants, are entitled to know what our assets are. I truly believe that we need to know what our assets are. And we need to have them identified. I mean, we paid for our elders, Our ancestors paid for it. I think we have a right to know what they are. I don't think other people should be using them to make money and us not getting anything for it. There's other things that, it's just a general matter of, once again, everything has to be made on the shareholders' back. We're paid for everything. Everybody's always asking us for stuff, paying for stuff. And you know what? I went back and researched the records. We even paid for the new government to establish itself and carried it. That came out of shareholders' money. I didn't bring them with me, but I do have them in there. I'm just saying, I think that needs to be researched. I want to know where all the assets are. I have found accounts that I didn't know there was money in them. I didn't know these accounts even existed until I started searching. And I still think there's some more assets out there. It's not just the building, the stuff up here. There's assets sitting over there in accounts that we didn't even know about.
Councilman Yates.
Again, Councilwoman Irwin, you made the motion. Would you mind reading the letter in 2 minutes and let some of the people in the audience hear what we're requesting?
Okay. Get my water. Have a drink. The Osage Minerals Council, established pursuant to Article 15 of the Osage Nation Constitution, is a governmental entity within the Osage Nation.
The letter.
Oh.
Yes.
You don't read the resolution?
I'd rather you read the letter. The resolution's authorized in the letter.
Okay. All right. Makes me no difference. I'm writing to you on behalf of the Osage Minerals Council as a tribal governing body elected by the beneficiaries of the Osage Minerals estate to whom the United States owes fiduciary duties. This letter concerns the conveyance and transfer of Osage Tribe Trust assets to the Osage Nation, namely the Osage Minerals estate, Osage Tribe Trust properties, including but not limited to trust properties located at the Gray Horse Indian Village, the Pawhuska Indian Village, and the Homney Indian Village, and land held in trust for the Osage Tribe and Osage head rights given back to the tribe for the purposes of education. These assets were specifically granted to the Osage Tribe to be held in trust under the 1906 Act 34, Statute 539, 1906. The Bureau of Indian Affairs has recognized the transfer of these trust assets from the Osage Tribe to the Osage Nation. Since the conveyance of the Osage Tribe trust assets to the Osage Nation has hindered the ability of the OMC, formerly the Osage Tribal Council, to utilize these trust assets for the benefit of the Osage headright owners. The Nation has consistently exercised and or claimed authority over these trust assets, especially the Osage Minerals Estate, in the violation of the 1906 Act. The 1906 Act specifically states that the oil, gas, coal, and other minerals covered by the lands for the selection and division of which provisions herein made are hereby reversed to the Osage Tribe, 34 Statute 543. In an effort to address ownership issues of the Osage Tribal Trust property of the OMC is formally requesting the Bureau of Indian Affairs explain its legal reasoning and rationale for why it authorized the conveyance of the above-mentioned Osage Tribe Trust assets for the Osage Tribe to the Osage Nation. The OMC requests this explanation in order to better understand its legal rights with regards to this trust property. The OMC requests that this explanation include specific legal authority authorizing and justifying these conveyances. Thank you very much for your cooperation. The OMC appreciates your explanation that the Bureau of Indian Affairs can provide to address these issues. Sincerely. Okay, I read it.
Mr. Chairman. I was born Osage. I was raised here in Osage County with other Osages. I got my Indian name when I was 13. I didn't just come from another state and think, oh boy, it's keen to have an Osage name. I'm going to get a name. No, that's not the way it was for me. I've lived here practically all my life. I've danced here for years and years. My husband is on the Gray Horse committee. I have, well, I was raised according to the 1906 Act. I believe the 1906 Act is still alive and well. It has never been destroyed by the U.S. Congress. And there's an important question in here, and this resolution is saying, it is in the best interest of the head right owners for the Osage Minerals Council to request that the Bureau of Indian Affairs explain its legal reasoning, rationale, and authority for authorizing the transfer of the Osage Mineral Estate, the Osage Tribal Trust properties, and Osage Tribe head rights to the Osage Nation. In my mind, this is a legitimate question. Why shouldn't they answer our question? If there's a fight to be had down the road, it's not going to be with the nation. It'll be with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The letter that was just written into the record is states exactly what we're asking for in this resolution. I don't see any problem with it, and I'll be voting yes for it. And we all know that it wasn't me or you that decided to have two separate sets of people. We have the House Bill 2912 that set us apart. We have an Osage Nation for all those for other purposes. We have the Osage Tribe of head right owners. And
the legal membership.
We can sit here and say, oh, I'm for the head right owner. Well, our vote, I think, will tell us where we stand. And I'm going to vote yes on this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We have some hands up in the crowd. I'd like to recognize those. Ms. Spurrier.
Yes, my great-grandfather put me in there. He fought and kept statehood for 10 years. And he did not want to allot the land because he said the whites would come in and take it away. And that's exactly what happened. I have about 90 pages of arguments in Washington on this very subject. When they decided to vote to, Oklahoma was tribal lands, but we had the only reservation. We bought and paid. They had to get our permission to allocate the land. What that had to do with statehood, I don't know. Well, he was on his way to that meeting to another vote, and he was drugged into an alley and beaten up to the point of a stroke. So he missed, and they passed the vote to allocate the land. And from his bed, he ran the tribe until almost 1906. And he had put in there that the tribe owned the assets because he did not want some slick lawyer to come in and get a few shareholders together and break the trust. And honestly, he did a pretty good job because that trust is still here. And the Mineral Council, and I'm getting so tired of hearing about how the Constitution is illegal, the shareholders voted for the 31st Council. The 31st Council are the people who voted to have the Constitution. It was all done with God's I's were dotted and the T's were crossed. And there's Article 20 in there that conveys the 1881 Constitution, the 1900 assets and it's just a change of title, name only, from the tribe to the nation. I don't see what the big problem is. The Mineral Council, you all have never owned anything. You are here to protect our rights, make decisions, make releases, that we get the most money that we can from these producers.
Hold on a second. Ms. Heskey. Go ahead, Ms. Heskey.
No,
she wants to stand up here
at the podium.
I mean,
yeah, go ahead. Come on to the podium.
Are you trying to write the CFRs over 1906? There are federal laws.
we were the recognized tribe. And this allotment had a lot of fraught with it. I've read the history of it. I also read the congressional record before the nation was formed that these four senators asked each time, you will not inhibit the Mineral Council. And they all said, no, we're not interested. We're interested in forming our own government. And here they are, lawsuits for ethics. Here they are getting into our accounts. Here they are, conveyance on that highest postage price, conveyance and trust property over to them. So, I understand it's the BIA. The BIA is complicit in this. So they let the nation do whatever they wanted to do, regardless of those CFR laws. And have you all read the CFR laws? I've read a lot of them, and they're still on the books. They're federal laws. They're not nation tribal court laws. They have to be in federal court. And now we have such a mess with this mineral estate on that negotiated regulation. It was a fiasco because not everybody was involved. Just like these people are not here. I understand there's a funeral. But they didn't come up here and vote it and express their opinions to the shareholders and to the shareholders out there, why or why not? So it's best just to stay away. I don't appreciate that. You've read this opinion 177, I don't know how many times. It's merely asking that the BIA put out, since they are in regulation of these CFR laws, that they tell us what we own and what we don't own and what the nation has come in and the BIA has let them do it. Because they want to get out of the Indian business. They wanted from 2006 on. So I think this is a very important vote because we need to get back our property. We need to get our villages back where the nation here picks out who we want for our village. That's not right. We are in that village. And all of these other things that we have, paying rent on this. This was our building. These were our buildings. Whatever they built over there is fine, it's theirs. I'm not saying destroy the nation. I'm saying they need to step back from all their interfering and the BIA's turning a blind eye to it and coming in and making lawsuits, the conveyance of property, our accounts. We need to know exactly what we have. And if you have to go through and read all those CFR laws, you will understand there's laws still on the book. They're federal laws. And we need to know what is going to take place because this is going to take some time to unravel. We may need even to negotiate with the nation on what we should be doing and what they have and what we have, where they shouldn't step over and where they should stay here. I think it's a very important question. I'm disappointed that our chairman's not here. Our vice chair is not here. Because this is an important question for the shareholder. We've been living with this mess now for 9 years. And it continues to go on. The compacting of the realty. That's not a good idea because you can get in a whole mess of who controls what. I don't like that. This is what I mean, interference from the nation. So, if they know what they can do and we know what we can do, then stay with it. And yes, the 2,229, they were the recognized, federally recognized tribe. The shareholder or head right owner came after that, their descendants. They were not head right owners right then. They were called annuitants. Lodges, whatever you want to call it. But that came after into the 40s when they began to die off. And that inheritance went to their family. Now, we've lost some of them, we don't know how. So this is a very important question that is going to touch on a lot of things. And we do have helium up there. You need to unravel this for the generation of head right owners who own the mineral estate. You can have laws starting to come in. I've sat here, out here for 6 years, watching the BIA hesitate to answer a question, hesitate to do anything about it, and turn the other cheek. I was there when Vanessa Ray Hodge gave Gray, oh, you can have these buildings, you can start moving in so-and-so. I was there. That's not good. She also told a lie that she didn't meet with the ranchers. Well, we're property owners. We went to it, and she dismissed us. Then turned around and sat out of the audience saying, no, I didn't do that. Yes, she did. So you can see how we can be fraught with all kinds of things here that will impact this mineral estate, and I want to keep it like it is, put it back in order, because when I was with Standing Bear and we were both campaigning, his big promise was, well, I'm not going to touch that mineral estate. No way. That's secret. That's separate. Separate. And now I see what is happening. And I see that other shareholders in other states want to control what we do here. They don't live here. Most of them are not bred. And I think that if we allow, which outnumber us, 22,000 what to 4,000, and start conducting, dismantling the very essence of our mineral state, you are now starting at the basis to destroy us. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hessen. Councilman Crum.
Like I said, I made my comments earlier, but I think we ought to read the resolution and also I'll volunteer to do it.
Okay.
Because this is important enough to hear both the letter and the resolution. The Osage Minerals Council, established pursuant to Article 15 of the Osage Nation Constitution, is a governmental entity within the Osage Nation. Now, that's kind of strange whereas to start off when you're going to say that you're no longer in there. But that's what we have, that's what our attorneys put in there. And it put it in there because it's the truth. There was no such thing as Osage Tribal or Minerals Council. It was an Osage.
Are you going to read the resolution or just make comments?
Oh, I can do both. I had my hand up. The Osage Mineral Estate was reserved to the Osage Tribe.
Councilman Crum, hold on a second. Ms. Heskin, one more thing. She had her hand up before we got started.
Council, you should address.
Go ahead.
Let me finish this, then you can go. I'm not trying to stop you from talking. The Osage Mineral Estate was reserved to the Osage Tribe in Section 3 of the Act of June 28, 1906, blah, 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 I'll read the whole thing, as amended, and extended in perpetuity under the public law, blah, 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 statute in 1978. Under public law 98605-98, in the 1984 amendment is what that one is, Congress defined the term Osage Mineral Estate to mean any right, title, or interest in any oil, gas, coal, or other mineral held by the United States in trust for the benefit of the Osage Indian Tribe under Section 3 of the Osage Allotment Act. Whereas, these were all whereases, I should have said whereas before them, whereas the Osage Mineral Estate and other Osage Tribe trust properties, including Osage Tribe government buildings and head rights of the Osage Tribe, have been conveyed to the Osage Nation and recognized by the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and whereas it is in the best interest of the head right owners for the Minerals Council to request that the Bureau of Indian Affairs explain its legal reasoning, rationale, and authority for authorizing the transfer of the Osage Mineral Estate. The Osage Tribe trust properties and Osage Tribe head rights to the Osage Nation. Now, let it be resolved that the Osage Minerals Council authorizes its chairman, Everett Waller, to contact the Bureau of Indian Affairs through the letter attached hereto, that's what was read earlier, as Exhibit A, which requests the explanation of the Bureau of Indian Affairs' legal reasoning for why the Bureau of Indian Affairs authorized the conveyance of the Osage Mineral Estate, Osage Trust Properties, and Osage Head Rights to the Osage Nation. Be it further resolved that the Osage Minerals Council adopts the letter attached hereto as Exhibit A and authorizes its chairman, Everett Waller, to sign the letter on behalf of the Minerals Council. Be it finally resolved, the chairman of the Osage Mineral Council is hereby authorized to sign this resolution and all supporting documents necessary to carry the purpose and intent of this resolution. I hereby, and then it's the certification that he signed. I hereby certify the foregoing resolution was considered by the Osage Mineral Council at duly called meeting in Pawhuska, at which a quorum was present and the same was adopted by a vote of blank as opposed blank abstain on the day that this is voted on. Thank you. I think that would be good.
Okay.
Ms. Heskel.
When the nation was formed, one of the CFR laws were wiped off the books right then, and they weren't, they're still on there, that we have a chief and assistant chief. We weren't given that right. There was not even a discussion of it. I went over there and voted for a chief and assistant chief. Well, we don't have any because of whatever. And a lot of people brought in an affidavit that they were not going to vote because this was not right. And they threw it in the trash. And as I said before, the BIA has been trying to get rid of us ever since the twinkle of the nation's eye came in. And I think, what is your problem with unraveling this and seeing what belongs to who? Get it finalized. You don't have the nation coming in here and saying, well, I'm going to sue you, and yeah, you got to pay for the building, you got to pay for the janitorial things. This is ours now. That wasn't given to them. It belongs to us. And by unraveling that thing, you'll see who belongs to what. And what is the problem with seeing how this goes? The BIAs has sat in the back 9 years and not done anything about the CFRs they're to go by. They're still written. They're still on the books, despite what whereases and everything else is in there. Some of those whereases was when the Minerals Council was just here. There was no nation. So I don't understand why this Minerals Council, and you say you're for the militants, that they put you in these seats and you work against us. You've been working against us. The NAGREGs, a real good point. You've been working against us because the BIA allowed it. When you have eight people, they should all have an input on what was being said. But no, you only picked a few. You stuck the others as standbys. And those were a fiasco. A lot of things that has been done here has not been done for the shareholder. It's like we have a nation now, no boy. We're a nation. Fine, we can be a nation, but we don't need to entangle the mineral state in with what the nation wants to do with the mineral state. They're not the headlight owners of this. We own this trust property. We own this trust, and we need to know, finalize, we need to know how this runs back. And what's wrong with the letter, resolution, that you don't want to step on? Or do you want a light landing for the nation? I can't understand what you're doing. This is about the BIA.
Councilman Yates.
Just want to respond to the NAGREG question. The members that were a part of that were elected by the Secretary of Council. So we all voted to who to be on that. If they weren't voted on there, there was probably some reason why the rest of the council didn't vote them on. That was out of hand. They were voted on there. I got a question for Ms. Irwin, since you made the motion on this letter.
Yes.
Now I'm going to get you a real long speech and get to the point, because like some of the people I deal with, they can go on for 30 minutes, and when I listen to what they say, I'm like, I could have asked that in 5 minutes. I could have gotten to the point just that quick. But they can go on and on, and I don't know, they just have that gift of communication that I never have with that chief. My question to you is are you challenging the Osage Nation Constitution with this letter? Is that what you're wanting to do, challenge the new government?
No, sir. I believe in the Constitution, and actually, what it says there is that, I'm going to go back and refer to something, because they said on who owns whatever. The United States actually owns the trust, the trust, and it's for the benefit of the annuitants. Okay, but we were never asked our permission to vote on, and we should have been only tribe recognized at that time, the annuitants were, on the new Constitution. No, I'm not trying to do away with the new Constitution. I'm trying to resolve some issues here, and we're not ever going to move forward until we resolve these issues. They're always coming up. Did you not see the letter that the chief sent us on those grants?
I did see that. Your point?
My point is, it's part of the minerals estate. You know, he's trying to put his hands in it. Anyway, we have, you know, the Osage Nation Congress, they took off the table the ability to compact because they felt like it was going to interfere with the minerals estate. That was the Osage Congress over here. They realized it was going to be, you know, giving him just another opportunity, you know, to, you know, filter into us and try to take over. And those letters that we got is just another point. It shows that, yeah, it's there. I just want to identify the assets which belong to the trust. And that includes head rights. It includes money in those accounts that I don't know everything about that I've been searching for. Galen told me about one, but anyway. It's also about property. It's also about our identity. You know, we do have an identity. We're actually considered the legal membership. If not, look in HR 2912. It says we're the legal membership. I just want to identify our assets. And you know what? The Bureau of Indian Affairs, since they're so astute about what they do, they probably can tell us or show us the law that conveyed it. I just want them to do their trust responsibility, their due diligence.
The letters that you're referring to is two letters from the chief to Jack Stevens, the acting director of the
I couldn't remember who it was to. Yeah.
Supporting our efforts.
Yeah, but no. He also, go ahead, Cynthia.
No, I wasn't called on. Go ahead.
But it also said that he was the supreme ruler or something, I don't know, something like that. That everything had to be through him, go through him, and be all about him. I don't have the letter in front of me.
He's referring to the fact that the Osage Women's Council is a person, Article 15 of the Osage Nation Constitution is a governmental entity within the Osage Nation.
But it also says we can develop it.
Briefly, I mean,
in the Constitution it says we can develop it. We can develop the minerals estate.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he's not letting us do that.
In what way?
In what way? He's keeping us from actually going in and doing that for ourselves. We don't have to have him.
He wrote two letters supporting our efforts.
No, that was that was kind of like a red herring. He actually sent the letter telling them that he was the one in charge, that he was the one that they were supposed to be doing business with, not us.
Councilman Boone and Councilman Crum.
We kind of digress a little bit. The compacting issue, yes, I have the letters in front of me that he wrote. I also had information about Candy Thomas, the director of the self-government. After we submitted the grants, went ahead and notified him that, oh, don't pay any attention to the Minerals Council. The Osage Nation is the governing body, blah, blah. But anyway, that's another fight for another day, because it's my understanding if these grants go through the nation, he can skim off 20% of the total income to use as he pleases, but let's just put that aside for a little bit. Let's get back to what we're talking about here. I don't know where the Constitution, Councilman Yates, even enters into the resolution. I don't see it in this resolution. I don't see it in this letter. And going back to one of the whereases, it just says it's in the best interest of the head right owners for the Minerals Council to request the Bureau of Indian Affairs explain its legal reasoning, rationale, and authority for authorizing the transfer of the Osage Mineral Estate, Osage Tribal Trust Properties, and Osage Tribe head rights to the Osage Nation. We can sit here and talk about this till hell freezes over, but the bottom line is we need to vote today. So will you call for the question, Mr. Chairman?
Councilman Strowman, Councilman Erwin.
Actually, I was going to do the same thing, but I could defer to Councilwoman Redcorn, who wanted to have a statement before we called.
Yes, Councilman.
She had not spoken about that. So.
I just wanted to say I think that the main thing in this letter is the third paragraph, and to me it doesn't really question anything. It just saying, in an effort to address ownership issues in the Osage Trust property, the OMC, and this is the part that seems to me kind of weak, the OMC is formally requesting that the Bureau of Indian Affairs explain its legal reasoning and rationale for why it authorized the conveyance of the above mentioned Osage Tribal assets from the Osage Tribe to the Osage Nation. But I mean, to me, that's all it's saying. It's just saying, explain yourself why you did these two things. And it doesn't seem very strong to me.
Can we call for the question?
One last statement, Ms. Spurrier, and then we'll call for the question.
It seems to me that the BIA, the trust, is the tribe or nation owns the minerals. The Mineral Council is the one that deals and gets us the best price for for the asset. The shareholders are the ones delegated to receive that, and the trust is not, the government doesn't own the trust, doesn't own the minerals, they just handle it. They do the paperwork, and they're the ones that send out the checks, but they don't own that money. That money is ours that comes in for the sales of the oil and rocks and whatever else. But the government doesn't own that money.
Okay, thank you.
We call for the question.
Call for the question.
Councilman Schwaller.
Yes.
Councilman Crum.
No.
Councilwoman Erwin.
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcourt.
Yes.
Councilman Yates.
No.
Councilwoman Boone.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's Red Eagle. Congressman Red Eagle.
Glad I waited until the vote was made and you made your movement and just comments.
Yes, sir.
Friend, relative, shareholder, you know us.
There's a little fort. I can't see you.
There's
a glare from the outside.
The effort that you're doing is proper. The efforts by all of us are proper. We have the right to move with our conscience and our history and our knowledge because we're a tribe. We're a tribal people. We're tribal. The letter in itself, I have an opinion how it worked, but you made your opinion, so let's let that work. I made a statement at the shareholder meeting, the last one, and I said, this does not have to be combative. Mm-hmm. It does not. I think that the key to this, and we've reached it in our history, unfortunately, we're at the point of history that falls on us. We've got no choice in it. I would rather this fail on our elders. I agree with you. And then it'd be set up for us to just move with it. I told my children, I said, I wanted this question to to be in your lifetime, not mine. I didn't want this in my lifetime. I didn't want to see this, because I knew it would be extremely difficult. And you know it is.
Yes, sir.
The kids that yours, I won't be here. My prophecy didn't hold true. We are here. I think we're at a critical crossroads for the Osage people. And there's only four elements that have to resolve it. And you're incorporating one, asking the BIA to make a stand and a comment. But I think there's three others that need to really sit down and resolve this for us, for my children. And that's the BIA, it's the chief, it's the mineral council, and the Congress. That historically was put us here. Now we're in this. I hope that out of this comes, and the word I hear in this is management.
Yes, sir.
A management plan. The Osage National Tribal, whatever you want to call it. Management plan of the estate and all the other affairs. We don't see those plans from the chief or from Mr. Waller in your body. We don't see a congressional plan. We in the infrastructure is trying to bring plans, but they're not being put into the master plan. And I hope that your letter excites this. I really do. And I also hope that the chief does his job. And I hope that Everett does his job. And I hope that Archie, as the Speaker of the Congress, does his job and bring this together at a very critical point of history. But unfortunately, it's upon us to see that it happens. So my encouragement, my support of the future is always here. And I hope that you can sustain your energy and your enthusiasm and your dedication. Let's resolve these things. But let's resolve them quickly. And if we need to, we can get the referee with the whistle put on a striped shirt. But they put on a black coat. And they sat at a bar of three people. And that's a legal entity for us.
Yes.
This can be resolved in the courts, but make it resolved in our courts, Osage courts. Let them three individuals say what is right legally within the Osage world. That may be part of the solution. But before then, I think our people can get a working plan of the assets. An asset is an asset. It's supposed to do things. So you get the asset, what you going to do with it? And that's the simple question.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just resolve this. But my point, let's do this quickly so we can get to the management part and have the fun of development and the fun of seeing it grow and move and increase and multiply. That's the fun part that can come out of this very difficult strain we don't need this strain. We really don't. We can get this resolved. So I think maybe it's a totally executive summit, high level, where our people see you doing this, resolving this, and getting it settled in our lifetime is how we're going to do this in our lifetime. And see how that works. And as we fade out, we have the right to say we were exactly right or we were wrong here. Let's fix this. Let's stop this. Let's redo this. And that's left to the kids to do that.
Exactly.
You kids figure this out. We've got it this far. Now you carry it on. And then we'll meet you on the other side. That's my word. But I do see we're at a very, very critical point. So we need to resolve it as quick as we can for the whole. So appreciate it, appreciate all you're doing. Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you for those words of encouragement. Now, well, on to, yes.
If there are no committee reports, I would.
Yeah, any committee report, Chair.
Move to adjourn. I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor for adjournment. Councilman Crum, seconded by Councilman Boone, called for question.
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin.
Irwin.
Yes. Councilwoman Irwin.
Yes.
Councilman Yanks.
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone.
Yes.
Yes. We're adjourned. Thank you all. Thank you for your patience. This is my first.